Ever looked across your life and thought, it's like a desert, a valley full of dry bones? Can anyone help me make a go of life? Can anyone just breathe some life into my life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at your amazing life from a different perspective. And please stick with me because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the free daily devotional Fresh to help you live the life that Jesus came to give you. Sometimes we feel as though nothing is ever going to change in life. It's easy talking about transformation in our lives. It's easy to talk about God and His desire to bless us. It's easy to talk about a much better life. But talk is cheap. When all our hopes and dreams have been washed away, when all we can see is a life that looks like a valley full of dry bones, that's our reality. And it's such a powerful reality that it feels as though God really can't or won't ever change it for us. Well, you're listening to someone who was once in that place. When I finally took that leap, when I finally handed my life over to Him, I mean, lock, stock and barrel, it's as though He came along and breathed life into my life, real life, abundant life, almost a decade and a half ago. From that day onwards, I started living the life that God always intended, a new life, the life in the Spirit of God that He always intended for me. You know, I think it's tragic. I've met so many people who would call themselves Christians and they believe in Jesus for an eternal life, but somehow they don't expect a new life, a life of victory to be happening for them here and now. I mean, right here, smack bang in the middle of all the stuff that's going on in their lives. But that's exactly what God has planned, a new life. And it's time to start believing for it and living it. That's what today's program is all about. I'd like to share a story with you from a time in Israel's history when all hope was lost. They'd been in the promised land for quite a while, and then all of a sudden God allowed the Babylonians to come and destroy Jerusalem and destroy the temple and take them into captivity. And the reason that God did that is because they just didn't honor God. And so they'd been in captivity for a good many years. And then God took the prophet Ezekiel and He gave Ezekiel a vision. I just want to share with you Ezekiel's account of that time. It's really fascinating. He says this, you can read it for yourself in Ezekiel chapter 37. God grabbed me. God's Spirit took me up and set me down in the middle of an open plain strewn with bones. He led me around them and among them. A lot of bones. There were bones all over the plain, dry bones bleached by the sun. He said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I said, "God, only you know that." And He said to me, "Speak, prophesy over these bones, say, dry bones, listen to the message of God." And God the Master told the dry bones, "Watch this, I'm bringing the breath of life to you and you will come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, I'll put meat on your bones, I'll cover you with skin and breathe life into you. You will come alive, you'll realize that I am God." Well, so I prophesied. I spoke just as He had commanded me, and as I spoke, there was a sound, a rustling. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. I kept watching as sinews formed, then muscle on the bones, then skin stretched over them, but they had no breath in them. And then God said to me, "Speak, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, tell the breath. God the Master says, come from the four winds. Come, breath, breathe on these slain bodies and breathe life into them." So I spoke. I prophesied just as God had commanded me, and the breath entered them, and they came alive. They stood up on their feet, a huge army, and God said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Listen to what they're saying. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. There's nothing left for us. Therefore prophesy. Tell them God the Master says, I'll dig up your graves, and I'll bring you out alive, O my people. Then I'll take you straight to the land of Israel when I dig up the graves and bring you out as my people. You'll realize I'm God. I'll breathe my life into you and you'll live. Then I'll lead you straight back to your land and you'll realize that I am God. I've said it and I'll do it." That's it. It's a great story, isn't it? Israel had lost all hope. They were in slavery for 70 years. They were exiled. They were wondering whether God had deserted them. And so God grabbed this prophet Ezekiel and gave him a vision and said, "Now go and prophesy to the people of Israel and tell them I'm going to bring them back home and breathe life into them." What does it mean to prophesy? Well, actually, it means to speak God's will over our lives, plain and simple, nothing more than that. When we speak God's promises over our lives, God changes things. That's what came to pass for Israel. They were restored back to Jerusalem and to Judah. Against all odds, the Babylonian army, the world power of the day, was defeated by the king of Syria. My friend, God's word breathes life into our dry bones. When our lives feel like a valley of dry bones, when it looks like nothing is ever going to change, God's word breathes life into our bones. God said, "I've come to set you free, to bind up your broken heart." It was Jesus who promised to pour his Holy Spirit into our very lives. God promises his blessing and protection and every spiritual blessing he's already given us. He promises forgiveness and a future with hope and an intimate relationship with him. The list is as long as your arm and then some. God's promise is of transformation. God's promise is of a breath of life. God's promise is a new life. We talked about that yesterday. When there's new life, a new baby or a new butterfly or a new tree, life, the creation of life is amazing. Farmers plant and harvest, but God turns the seeds into life. And it's God who is the one that breathes life into all things. Look around. Look around at the amazing life that God has created, the amazing life that God has given to you and me. Do you think somehow that this same God can't breathe his life into our lives right now? His promise to Ezekiel, to Israel, and to you and to me here and now was this: I will breathe my life into you and you will live. This isn't some wishy-washy spiritual thing. This is real. This is tangible. Let me introduce you to Bernie the businessman. I had everything: money, power, success, kudos, had everything in my life except life itself. Status, wealth, career, future, but no life, no peace, no hope, nothing to look forward to. And when God found me, my life was like that valley full of dry bones. It was a life fallen apart. It was a life that was a hopeless mess. Nothing could ever make a difference except when God came in and he breathed life into me. He poured his spirit into me when I said, "Jesus, I want you as my Lord." Now, to be sure, there was a sacrifice, there was a price. If we want God's life, we've got to do it in God's way, but the prize is an abundant life. Now, I still work hard. I serve him. Things still come against me. It's tough some days, and that's life. That's normal. But, and here's the huge but, there is this richness to life. You know why? Because God said, "I will breathe my life into you, and you will live." That's the promise, no matter how hopeless life looks. Father, I ask for anybody who is with us today. Their life looks like that valley full of dry bones. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that through our time together today, you would breathe your life into them. In Jesus' name. God has a plan. God has a good life, a fantastic life, one that he always intended for you and me to live. We have a choice. We can do the same old thing and ignore him and have a wasted life. Or we can believe in our hearts and reach out to him and live our lives for him and him alone and watch what he'll do for us. Each one of us has that choice. Let me share with you that promise from him again. "I will breathe my life into you and you will live." Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, "How Can I Hear God Speak to Me?" That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.